10:35, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. I think Willie Nelson expressing his sentiment felt by lots of musicians, performers who have been sitting on the bench for the last year. Things are beginning to open up again, and Willie and lots of other performers are going to be on the road again and performing. Willie Nelson, one of the performers who will be part of the newly announced 2021 season at Ravinia Festival in Highland Park. Joining us on the phone line right now is the brand new president and CEO of Ravinia, Jeff Hayden. Jeff, good morning and happy Sunday morning to you.
Good morning, Dean. Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
It's great to talk to you again. We got together at Ravinia. So nice to be back on the actual grounds themselves. They're looking beautiful. And, you know, we talked about the reopening. We talked a little bit on Bob Sriracha this past week when the official announcement was made public. And, you know, I just wanted to kind of dig into what we can expect out at Ravinia for this year. First of all, as you had mentioned to me, because the festival grounds were closed last year, the grass, everything had a chance to just really flourish, you know, without people walking all over it last year. It looks absolutely beautiful out there now.
The grounds are stunning, and the irony of the pandemic last year is that we had to place our flower order before the pandemic last year, and so all the flowers were planted last summer, so when you walked around, it looked like there could be a concert that night.
Yeah, and just as beautiful. As a matter of fact, you know, when I was out there with you on Monday, the guys were out there and planting new flowers and, you know, new things to spruce things up. To get ready, just in a nutshell, explain when things are going to be opening up this year.
Sure. Well, we're opening up to the public just a little bit later than normal. Instead of in June, we're going to open up the beginning of July. That just gives us a little bit more time to prepare everyone to feel a little bit more comfortable about coming out. But we'll still have the full three-month season. We'll go through the end of September. So we're really looking forward to opening those gates at the beginning of July.
Yeah, so a slightly later start, a slightly later end of the season as well. And what's going to happen in between? Is it going to be a full schedule like we've had in the past at Ravinia, or is that also, you know, slightly reduced because of COVID?
So you'll see a few changes, but more subtle changes. We will have the full 3 months of the season. We'll probably go more 5 or 6 nights a week rather than 6 or 7 nights a week and just do one concert a day. Sometimes we've had multiple concerts in a day. We're taking all of the performances that normally would take place inside one of our theaters, and we're moving them outside on the pavilion stage just to be a little bit more comfortable for everybody in the fresh, open air.
Yeah.
I think this actually gives people a great opportunity to put a blanket out and listen to some chamber music that normally would take place inside the Martin Theater.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really kind of an interesting season out there. What about capacity? Are you adhering to some of the recommendations about reduced capacities of total numbers of people who will be allowed onto the grounds?
Absolutely. We've been working very closely all along with Northwestern Medicine, with Lake County health officials and state health officials. And I think we've probably put together about 4 or 5 different plans over the course of the last 6 months. The plans were actually put in place, not even assuming vaccinations would be as far along as they are now. So we're feeling very good about those plans. As we all know, guidance from the state and just even the numbers themselves on the pandemic change daily or weekly, and it's always hard to know what it's going to be 2 months from now. And so we're going into this first half just assuming we're going to operate at about 50-60%. Even if the rest of the world opens up more fully, we just want to provide a little bit more of a comfortable reentry for people. So you're not going to see us open up fully in the first half. And then we'll just watch and see how things work for other venues and how things work for us, and then decide what our capacity will be the second half although we know it's not going to be the full capacity that people are used to with people crammed shoulder to shoulder on the lawn. We're going to avoid that this year.
Yeah, I think that's a really smart way to approach this because we really don't know what's going to happen day to day. Hopefully we continue with progress and people getting vaccinated and things becoming safer. But you never know. That's been, the battle cry of this past year. We just don't know the answers to some of these questions. So like all of the CDC officials, like all of the health officials, like all of the governmental officials, everybody's taking it a day at a time. So I think that's a really smart approach. Now, what the number one question that I've had from people since we made the announcement on TV on Thursday is how is this going to work now? Because you've got your outdoor pavilion, covered outdoor pavilion, and you've got these beautiful lawn areas. How will it be different than going out to Ravinia in the past?
Sure. So when we looked at our grounds, we have so much opportunity to do this in a comfortable way. It's all outdoors. It's all in the summertime. There's 35 acres. It was very obvious even in September that there was a scientific-based path forward for us to reopen this summer. So we just kept focused on how we do that. And so where we're landing right now is that we've just created a few different kinds of seating experiences for people based on their interest and their comfort. So the pavilion, as I mentioned in the first half, we'll sell it at about 50, 60%, something like that, and just providing a little bit of space for everybody within the pavilion. The south lawn, which is between the two theaters, we're going to try something a little different, and I'm really excited about it. We're providing more of a socially distant experience where we're going to draw squares that can fit 2, 4, or 6 people on the lawn. They're all separated by 6 feet, and then there's a dedicated video screen that hangs from the roof of the pavilion that has sight lines to those pods in the south lawn. And you can buy a specific lawn pod. So basically, you can pre-reserve your spot on the south lawn. And with that, you could also add chair and table rental, and you can even add food service as well. So I think people are going to really enjoy that option.
I love and that. Then, I love that you could reserve a spot on the lawn, because that's always been the thing when you go to Ravinia, that you get there, it's like super early, so you get a good spot. You put your blankets out, your chairs, whatever, to save your spots there. And this way, it's just all reserved at Ravinia.org, I imagine, once the tickets go on sale, right?
Absolutely. You buy square number 36 and it's your square.
I love that. I love that idea. But I mean, and people can still bring in their own chairs, little tables, bring in their own food. All of that we're still able to do?
Everyone, competitive picnicking is still on. You can still bring your chairs, your food, your Wedgwood. And the North Lawn, we will open it up as general admission, but sell it at a capacity that is either at or even below the maximum of whatever the guidelines are. So right now, we're only anticipating selling about 50% of the North Lawn right now, and that percentage may go up as the summer continues.
So for that general lawn seating, you'll probably have people out there saying, you move to this area, you move to this area, kind of supervising the spacing to make sure there's enough distancing between people.
Yeah, just encourage people. There's plenty of room to spread out and just enjoy having the space and not having somebody sitting right on top of you.
Yeah, okay. That sounds great. Let me take a break, and I want to talk about who will be performing this year, how it's going to work with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Probably the most people traditionally that are on stage at any given time. We'll get into all of that. If you've got any questions for Jeff Hayden, President and CEO of Ravinia, 312-981-7200.
WGN. Hey,
9:48, Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. That is the group called Train. They are part of the Ravinia lineup this year. Jeff, you've got to be excited about having Train out at Ravinia this year, not just one night, but two nights, right?
We are excited about Train. Train is just, it's an amazing band. I mean, to look at the years, decades, really, that it has spanned, and the hit, Soul Sister, certainly is one of my favorite ones. You did well picking that one.
Yeah, a terrific venue of music, and you know, to have two nights of them is extra special. I think the only other band, am I right about this, to be there two nights, are the Beach Boys so far?
So far, yes. So we're excited about, I grew up with the Beach Boys with my parents in California, so I'm excited to have them come live. And as you alluded to as well, we still have some dates that are open in September, and we're in conversations with other artists about coming out, and looking forward to continuing to fill out the schedule in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, we mentioned that Willie Nelson and family will be out there. What are some of the other highlights of this year for the for pop music, country, R&B, for that genre of music?
So we have a full range. I'm excited. Brian McKnight has never been to Ravinia before, and again, another amazing artist that spans decades of accomplishment. So excited to have Brian Knight. Also Gladys Knight, phenomenal singer. Again, many decades of incredible music.
Sure,
Indigo Girls,
yep. Yes,
favorite. John Hyatt. I'm excited to have John come. Again, fantastic musician. Ziggy Marley. We're also, another fun one is just some of these bands that have come together to do covers, like Yacht Rock Review. For those that love music of the 70s and 80s, Google them. They have got some great videos. It's going to be a really fun night out.
Yeah, that sounds great. And you had talked about chamber music on the main stage in the pavilion, so people can sit in the pavilion or on the lawn to enjoy chamber music this year. But you have a whole lineup of not only chamber, but classical music this year. And, of course, the legendary Chicago Symphony Orchestra will be back as well.
I'm so excited to have the Chicago Symphony Orchestra back. They've been my favorite orchestra since, gosh, I started playing the trumpet in fourth grade, the brass section there is legendary, and to be able to bring them to Ravinia is a real honor. When I first arrived in September, that was one of my first calls, was to the Chicago Symphony to say, I really hope that we can figure out a way to get you back here despite the pandemic. And we've just been in conversation ever since. And they've been fantastic partners and came up with Rush Medical and did all kinds of studies on the stage to figure out how far away people should be spaced if we weren't sure what the situation was with the pandemic, and came up with a good plan. So, as you said, no big Mahler Symphony of 1,000 or big choral works this year for obvious reasons, but we'll have an orchestra of about 50 people on stage, no chorus, but we'll still have soloists as well.
Yeah, that's still pretty significant, isn't it, to have that many people on stage at one time?
We have a large stage, so they can really spread out, and there are a lot of fantastic works that normally we wouldn't perform that now all of a sudden become perfect. So a lot of Mozart, a lot of Haydn, a lot of Brahms, a lot of newer works as well that are fantastic that I'm excited for people to listen to.
I think you have 15 nights of Chicago Symphony Orchestra, July 9th through August the 15th, and also some new guest conductors, new conductors with the CSO, right?
We have some new conductors and some old favorite conductors as well. So, of course, Marin Alsop, our chief conductor and curator. Our careers have paralleled each other for many years, and we're excited to finally be working with each other. And she's done a fantastic job of bringing new performers, identifying some new repertoire to be able to bring with her. She's actually bringing with her the associate conductor of the Baltimore Symphony, Jonathan Rush. And he's a fantastic young conductor, and she's actually going to step aside on the podium for one of the pieces on one of her programs and have him conduct to give him the spotlight.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So also Cynthia Erivo will be making her CSO debut, headlining the annual gala benefit that will be on July the 18th. But also talk to me a little bit about this jazz, Broadway, and American Songbook series that you've got lined up this year.
Jazz, Broadway, and American Songbook are second to classical music are my favorite genre. And so with Chicago Symphony Orchestra, we're bringing Stephen Reinecke from New York. He conducts the New York Pops Orchestra there. And he's curating a fantastic evening of just Broadway Today songs, a lot of songs that you're listening to on Broadway when it reopens. We also have Michael Feinstein coming out and Betty Buckley. And then some of my personal favorites, Jazz at Lincoln Center with Wynton Marsalis, is coming out as well.
That's going to be amazing. But also, didn't I see that Alan Cumming is going to be performing out at Ravinia this year, who we know from stage and television and motion pictures?
Good eye. And he's bringing his creative partner, Ari Shapiro, who you hear on NPR as well. So that should be a really fun evening.
That all sounds amazing. Let me see. What else? I wanted to talk about the taking the train out to Ravinia, because this is now a new thing as well.
We're really excited about this. I mean, the train has long been synonymous with Ravinia, but we realized there was an opportunity for a little bit deeper of a relationship with Metra. And in March, we started conversations with them about what that might be. And this year, starting this year, your Ravinia concert ticket is also your free train ticket to Ravinia. So anywhere along the Union Pacific North line, you can jump on the train, show your Ravinia ticket, and get to Ravinia for free.
Let
you right off at the front door. It could be starting from downtown, or it could just be you're parking in downtown Highland Park because you wanted to eat dinner there or shop there before the concert, and there will be some special trains, additional trains added that will take you back and forth to Highland Park and some of the other destinations along the line.
Yeah, so they can also exercise spacing as well. This is Kate on the line for Jeff Hayden from Ravinia. Hi, you're on WGN, Kate.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have to say, tears came to my eyes when I first saw the email that Ravinia was going to open this summer. It's one of my favorite places. But my question is, will you be selling lawn passes for the CSO like you have in the past? They were like $10, $100, or
$125? Given the limited capacity, we're not doing full lawn passes, but you're right. Donors have been given the opportunity to have some passes to be able to come, and so we're making some select concerts available. We talked a lot with local health officials, and we needed to maintain a little bit more control over our capacities and who were coming at any given moment in time. So definitely ways that you can enjoy the CSO for a low price. We're trying to keep all of our prices low for the CSO again this year.
Yeah, and Kate, really the best way to get info on this right now is by going to ravinia.org, and tickets are going to be going on sale soon. Explain how this is going to work, Jeff.
Sure. So we're going to sell tickets in two different halves. So starting May 13th, this week, we'll start selling, making tickets available for sale to donors and ultimately to sale for the public in a few weeks. And they will be for concerts taking place until August 15th. And then we'll go through a second sales period starting June 18th for concerts taking place after August 15th through the end of September.
But in the meantime, you can look at the full schedule. You can get all the information up at ravinia.org. Jeff Hayden, the brand new president and CEO at Ravinia, taking the reins of operating Ravinia in this extraordinary time. You've done an amazing job getting this up and running. And you could hear the emotion in our caller's voice, just at the idea that we're able to get back to normal and get to Ravinia this summer. People are certainly looking forward to it. And I appreciate you coming on and joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We are so looking forward to opening the gates, welcoming audiences back. I think all of us need and could use a lot of inspiration that we can come from sharing live music together this summer.
Jeff, have a great Sunday today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dean.